Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now is Alexis Aho and Luke Cooperi from the Calumet Drama Club, and along with their instructor, Dave Hines. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
This is kind of an exciting time for you folks, I know, because you're getting ready for this big competition, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that and how people can help help support you on your trip to down the state for the competition. But let me start here with Dave. I'll go with you. You got a couple of actors here from the drama club. How big is the club? How many people are involved?
Well, if you count the senior class play and the different things that we did with vaudeville last summer, we're close to 30 to 40 kids that are involved in it throughout the year. So some for only one show and some for every show they can be in. So
now the senior plays that you do, are those done by a different group than the drama club, or is there a lot of overlap?
Well, there is overlap. This year we had about 30 kids involved, and only about a third of them were actually drama club kids. Most of those students, it was the first time they had ever been in a show or helped backstage, and I think that's kind of one of the amazing things about the senior class play is that we can pull together such a cool show with kids that really haven't done much. So yeah, that's where we get additional kids, that, and a lot of those kids really enjoyed it, and I think are going to come back and maybe even help again for the spring play. And that happens often, where they get a taste of it and they want to do it one last time before they're done. So
Dave, we'll come back to you, but I also want to talk a little bit to our student actors. Luke, I'll start with you since you're in front of me. So you're a senior this year?
Yes, a senior.
Okay, so how many years during your high school career have you been involved in drama?
All 4 years.
Yeah, this is a passion for you.
Yeah, it's really something I found. Freshman year, I was not on the acting side. I was a backstage crew. But sophomore year, I decided to, try out the acting game. I was a, small part. But acting, it's really fun. It's a fun way to express myself. I used to be, a really shy kid. And through acting, I've really realized, who I am and who I'm meant to be.
Hmm. What roles would people remember you from?
Definitely last year during Beauty and the Beast, I was Gaston.
I saw that performance. Great. That was a great show. Loved it. And you were a good guest on.
Thank you.
Yeah. And most recently, you were telling me you were in the Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol, yes.
Yeah. And you were the nephew of Fred. Okay. Alexis Aho, of course, people that are familiar with local theater will know you as well for many roles that you've been involved. Are you a senior now this year as well?
I am a senior.
Okay. And when did you start acting? How old were you?
I was 7 years old when I first started acting.
You just take to it right away?
Yeah, pretty much. I got the lead in a school play. It was called The Littlest Reindeer, and at first I thought I got it because I was little. But then it turned out it was because I had the best memorization skills. And then since then, I've just been growing.
You do a lot of singing in your roles as well.
Yes, I do. I've been classically trained since the age of 4.
Okay. Is it easier or tougher to sing lines as opposed to just saying them?
It's definitely harder for most people, but I love singing my lines because that's just where I feel a lot more natural.
And what roles will people know you from?
Definitely Mary Lennox, the snobby 12-year-old girl, and probably Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
All right. And, you have a particular play that you're going to be presenting to the public coming up that's going to be in this competition. What is this one?
This is The Great Gatsby.
Okay. And why did you pick that?
Well, honestly, it was it's a selection from The Great Gatsby because we only have 45 minutes to actually take the stage, put all our stuff up, perform, and then come off stage. It's all got to be out of this square by the time that 45 minutes is over. So we took a selection from The Great Gatsby because these seniors, that was their first play that a lot of them were involved in 3 years ago when they were freshmen. We did the whole Great Gatsby, and we were just last September when we were doing all our planning, we started bouncing around ideas, and Gatsby came up, and they switched back and forth. Last year was comedy, this year is drama, and we're doing studio. And when they brought that up, we said, all right, let's think about what chunk we want to do, and we're actually going from, if people are familiar with The Great Gatsby, we're going from the lunch, which precedes the big argument at the hotel between Tom and Gatsby, and we go right up to the accident where Myrtle is killed. So we kind of took that middle, really dramatic chunk, and that's what these kids have been practicing for the last month and a half.
How does the competition work? I know that you have like a district and a regional competition, but you guys are going to advance on those. We know that.
Yes, we know that because we are the only school in our region, which is the entire UP, that competes. And we started this last year, and we were the only school again last year. Actually, we were lucky enough to have your fellow radio announcer Chris Cairo wrote our play for us, and we went down there and performed that for our first time. But yeah, so we basically just get to hold our districts. We're going to have three judges there that'll give these kids feedback. That'll be this Saturday at 2 o'clock in the commons of the high school. And then the following Saturday, we will be at the Calumet Theater at 2, and we will have three more judges that will give the kids some more feedback. And then we follow that up with heading downstate on the 16th, and on the 17th and 18th, we don't quite know when we will be slotted to go yet, but in that time, we'll be slotted somewhere in there. Last year, we had to come back very quickly because there was a bunch of other stuff going on that these kids had to go. This year, we're staying for the entire festival. We're going to be able to watch all the other performances. We only really got to see like one other one last year because we had to leave so quickly, but yeah, well, now we get to hang out the entire time and perform, and we learned a lot last year. What they're looking for, what kind of things they do really judge, what kind of things we needed to make sure we were doing this year, and I think we've taken that, and I think we can actually be competitive this year. Last year was just for the experience. This year, I'm really thinking we're going to be competitive. I'm hoping that we can show those downstate schools what we've got up here in the UP. So,
where are the performances done, the competition, downstate?
Downstate this year, it's at the it's just outside Lansing, and it's the Charlotte Performing Arts Center. So it's Charlotte's just outside of Lansing. It changes. They do usually go back and forth between last year we were in Grand Rapids. So it goes back and forth kind of between different, and next year it'll probably be in the Detroit area. So.
And Luke and Alexis, did you both participate last year?
Yes, yeah. We did.
All right. So I'm wondering, so you folks are actually very fortunate that you can do these performances at the Calumet Theater, because a lot of times community theater or high school theater is done in the cafeteria or something on a stage or in a small venue, and you guys get to use it's a venue that is a dream come true. So transferring that to a large state theater for you folks might not have been that difficult, but was it?
Well, last year we did a black box theater, so it was a little bit different than what we're used to. So instead of having the stage, you're kind of like down from the audience, and they're like level with you rather than being up on a stage and they view you. So it was a different perspective than what we were used to, but it was a great experience.
So it would be similar to if anybody's ever been to McArdle at Michigan Tech. It's that same, and that's the same category we are in. They do the main stage, and we just, at this point, that's like full sets and huge things. So they do the studio now for smaller schools like us, so that we don't have to train. We do have sets, but it's all got to fit within a 5x5 square, or 5 foot by 5 foot square. We have a 50x50 foot square that we perform in, and that's where we'll be again this year, is in the studio. So it'll be different from what they had last year, but it should be a similar black box type of situation. So it was a neat experience for them to get that different stage. Not everybody gets a chance to perform in a black box or studio type stage. So,
Luke, how was it performing instead of just for people's enjoyment, but know that somebody was judging you as you were performing?
No, it was that made it a lot more nerve-wracking. It was only at that time, that was only my second show acting in as well. So, as everybody there, they know about theater. So you have your peers watching you, they're going to see if you mess up. And as well with the judges, as a competition, it was so much more nerve-wracking than just an actual show.
Well, what are some of the things that you learned, Mr. Hines, if we're saying that you learned a lot when you were down there? Well, what were those things?
Well, just overall, we learned how the competition works. The judges gave us really, really great feedback just about theater overall.
What about you, Alexis?
It was more just learning about the competition the competition in itself, just going down there this year so that we know what the judges are looking for, again, like what Luke was saying. And they also gave us some really great tips for acting as well, like some things that we didn't even notice that we did because we did it kind of more like a Uper-based thing. And I guess that the Uper accent was a little bit muddled in some places, and then it made us more aware of how sometimes the words that we say up here are not portrayed in the same way as people as of like downstate.
Dave, let me ask, starting with last year, why did you want to go through all this trouble to, bring a group downstate and compete?
A competition, something like this, has been something I've wanted to take the drama club to. We've been expanding our drama club. Since I started back in 2003, it's expanded. But in the last few years, we've had a real big push. Last year, we got about $8,000 worth of grants to do several different things. And one of them was, actually, we kind of jumped ahead because we did a three-phase grant that we were only supposed to get the first phase done. But we had enough money to get into this competition. We had enough to go ahead and go, and we decided that we wanted to jump ahead on it. So last year was the first time, and now we plan on making it every year if we can. So,
well, we want people to come and see your performances, one or both.
Yes.
And though you're not charging ticket prices to come in, this is a great opportunity for people to support this effort.
Exactly. We are a self-sustaining organization. The school is going to help us out a little bit like they did last year. They're letting us borrow the school vans and trailer. They're going to pay for the gas and for us to get there. But just to stay the three nights, we're talking over $1,000 worth of hotel rooms and all the other expenses that go into doing a show. We've had to buy costumes and wigs and build set pieces and paint them. So, yeah, there's a lot of money that still has to be come up with by us. We don't want to eat away all the money that we have been able to gain. So at this point, we're just looking for help because these kids are doing something that nobody else in the UP is doing. So even if you're not a Calumet person, we are going to be the only school representing the UP down there. And if anybody can help by just coming and not only being an audience for us, maybe making a donation. We have a GoFundMe page as well that we've started, and we're going to try to raise some funds there. And we're also, if I can mention this, we're going to be, I've been working at Denali Restaurant since they opened, and they're going to do a dine and donate for us next. It'll be the 8th, and we are going to go in, and I'm donating my time as a server because that's what I do there. And anybody that comes in and has dinner that night, 10% of everything, including all beer, wine, and liquor sales, everything, are going to be donated to us. The 10% will be. Keweenaw Coffee Works is their coffee supplier. They're donating the coffee for that night, so any coffee is going to be directly given to us as well. So that's going to be another opportunity if not only could they make a show, but then we're going to hopefully break out into some of the scenes in the middle of the restaurant as people are eating. There's a scene that happens at a lunch, and they're sitting at a table, so we're going to leave a table open, and we're going to let that scene happen right in the middle of the restaurant. So these kids will also be doing the serving and washing dishes and doing all those, working hard because they want to go and they want to raise this money. So that'll be another way that people can help us out, and plus you'll get a great meal out of it. So it'll be a fun time. So yeah, between the two performances we do as well as that, we're really hoping, plus a little bit on the GoFundMe, that we'll have enough to cover all our expenses to go.
Where's Denali Restaurant located?
Denali is in Lake Linden, so this is another community support. John Gervais is the owner, and he's got, a place in Calumet as well, The Hut. But I talked to him about it, and I talked to my boss, Julie Blackstone, and they've been wanting to do something with our drama club because I talk about it constantly, so they know a ton about it. And so they were all about it. As soon as I told them the idea, they thought it was great and were willing to give us the time, willing to give us the 10%. Nate and Val from Keweenaw Coffee Works have been a huge supporter of our drama club. They're located in Calumet, but they are the exclusive supplier of coffee down at Denali. And they wanted to help. They've already been a sponsor for several things for us, and they wanted to help us out too. So yeah, so on Wednesday the 8th, down in Lake Linden, if you go to Denali, you will be supporting us and helping us get downstate. So,
well, let's talk about the Great Gatsby. Okay? I'm not familiar with the story, so spoil away for me so that I can learn. But let's start. Alexis, what's your role?
I play Daisy.
Okay, and tell me about Daisy.
I'm actually married to Luke's character, Tom, and I am in love with this man named Jay Gatsby, and he goes away to war, and so while he's away at war, I end up falling in love with Tom, and then unexpectedly, one day, I see Jay Gatsby again, and he comes back. He plans this whole extravagant meeting where I meet him again, so then I decide I'm going to leave Tom, and that's where things start getting pretty heated between the two, Tom and Jay Gatsby.
All right, so besides being married to Alexis' heartbreaking character there, Tom, tell me about your character.
Tom, he's not a good guy. He's actually, he's cheating on Daisy with Myrtle, another character, Wilson's wife. And when...
Not afraid to do adult themes here.
No.
And he starts to, once Daisy gets back, or once Gatsby gets back from the war, excuse me, Tom starts begin to wonder about Daisy, and he gets suspicious, and then there's the big hotel scene where me and Gatsby duke it out. You know, I'm accusing him of all these things. You know, Gatsby's a swindler, you know, a side street gambler, bringing up drugstores, selling grain alcohol over the counter during Prohibition. So, you know, I try to think that I'm the good guy in the story, but I'm really not.
The film version, what was it, Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio a few years ago. Is it close at all, just for people that may be familiar with the film?
Absolutely. And you could even, I mean, the Robert Redford, Mia Farrow one back from the 70s as well. They're both, if you've never seen them, you should. They're both wonderful. And the cool thing is I also teach this book in English 3. So almost all the kids, it's one of those American classics that most people read at some point. So it's very similar to the movie. Like I said, we're splitting it up a little bit. I think I actually misspoke earlier. I think we're actually going from when Gatsby reveals a little bit about his past, even though it's not. He's a poor boy that wanted to be a rich boy, and he got his money quite illegally. He got in with different gangster-type people, and during Prohibition, he went from having nothing to all of a sudden having the biggest mansion out in what would be Long Island that anybody has. And lo and behold, it's right across the Sound from where Tom and Daisy live. So he bought it very purposely. He got this money because he knew that was the only way he was going to be able to be with this rich girl, Daisy, was to have the money. So he did anything he could to get it. And he's got a lot of, I mean, he lies a lot at the beginning. He really makes it look like he wasn't a poor boy, that he always had money. And you really don't find out to the end that, no, he was poor and did everything he did because he knew that was the only way he could be with the woman he loved. So
Daisy likes the bad boys.
She does.
I do.
She does.
This was the same play that was done 4 years ago during your freshman year. What were your roles back then? What were your involvement? You said you were more on the tech side.
Yeah, I was a backstage crew. I was mostly, you know, the muscle. I was bringing out the sets, and during the practices, I'd be painting the sets as well.
Alexis?
I actually was not a part of the CHS drama until last year when I transferred to Calumet. I was not a part of it, but I did see it.
All right, so this is your first experience then with it. Okay. Luke, how is doing it now, other than the fact that you're acting it as opposed to behind the scenes, how is it different doing the show than it was in your freshman year? Is it easier that the fact that you have seen this done, that you've, you know, have a little bit of memory there?
Well, yeah. I remember certain parts of it. When we did it my freshman year, we had phenomenal actors in it. So it's really nice to look at it and see, you know, where we are now as people, not just as actors, and just how we've grown.
I asked Alexis this earlier about her singing, and you also I've seen you singing as Gaston, and then how did you take to that a little bit?
Well, I've been singing practically my whole life. I haven't been trained or anything, you know, but you know, it's something that I've liked to do, you know, singing. I'm really into music, so you know, being able to act, which is one of my passions, and, you know, sing as well. And during that play, it was really fun. It was such a blast.
Is it more fun to have a musical type performance than, you know, a regular just stage performance?
It all depends on the show you're doing, you know, like with Beauty and the Beast, you know, it's really extravagant. It's really flamboyant. And, you know, being able to choreograph the scenes where you're dancing, you know, all of the moving around, it's really fun. But also, when you do the serious plays, it's just as fun, you know? You know, acting's acting.
How is it fitting in all that work to be an actor and to be a performer, this practice with the singing, the memorizing of the lines, the rehearsals, having a daughter who's been involved with it? I know how intense it can be. How do you fit all that in and still have time to do your other, you know, schoolwork, the academic stuff?
It's a lot of late nights, I can tell you that. You know, once you get back from school, it's, you know, homework, then lines, then more homework. And then once the show gets really close during the, you know, the week before, it's a lot of late nights. We're usually at the theater until 9, 10 o'clock, just doing the play, doing run throughs over and over again. It's really strenuous, but in the end, it's super worth it.
Alexis, which is the most gratifying performance, the first or the last?
I definitely think you go into the first one with so much more excitement, but then in the last one, it's kind of like a bittersweet moment. It's great that you get to finally go and do the final, like, the final performance of it, but at the same point in time, you're going to miss it. Like, you're going to miss everybody involved in the play.
You spend so much time together, so, you know, working so hard, and there's so much effort put in that there has to be a bond, I'd imagine, you know, with the people that work together over that time, and then you all, you know, spend all this energy, you know, over those few nights that the performances take place, and tell me how that feeling is, what that's like to be able to just give it all, you know, with the people you work so hard with.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard sometimes, especially when you grow so attached to people. And it's funny because in theater, you end up doing all this work for like three plays, then you're done with it. But then, like, musical artists on the radios, if they get a popular song, then they will keep doing it over and over again for years. So I feel like theater has that aspect to it, so you kind of know going into it about that ahead of time.
Dave, I'm going to ask everybody about what their plans coming up here for the rest. We'll just stick with the rest of the school year for 2017. Beyond The Great Gatsby, would you have plans of what the drama club would be doing?
We're actually having a drama club meeting today to discuss that. We're looking at two different possibilities for the spring play. This is a group of seniors that I've gotten really close with. So I've been very thoughtful about the shows that I've done with them I'm already sad to see them leaving. And then my daughter is a junior this year, so then I'm going to lose her next year. So these next couple years I've been really thinking out these plays. And there's two that I've really wanted to do, and we're going to discuss that today. One being Macbeth. I've wanted to do that play forever because it's my favorite Shakespeare. And then we are also looking at another one I've been thinking about for a while and doing possibly 1984, George Orwell. It's a great adaptation of it. And if anybody's been paying any attention in the news, it's definitely been being talked about a lot lately. So I think this might be the time to do it. So either one is going to be a very dramatic show. And that's how I want to end it with these seniors. I really want to give them the chance to go out there and not be looking for laughs, but really looking to move people, really looking to get people to think. So that's what we're going to do. And then this summer, we're also going to do the second year of vaudeville, the Calumet Theater. Part of our grant was to do vaudeville, a modern vaudeville, much more like a variety show, local artists, local singers. We had belly dancers, we had magicians, and all different types of band, from heavy metal to polka to just all kinds of stuff that we would put into a show. And we did, one got canceled because of the major power outage we had last summer, but we had four times we did it on Thursdays. This year, the Calumet Theater, as soon as we were done, said they wanted to do it again. And I'm not sure that they made a whole lot of money, but they liked having it at the theater. And I think this year we're going to switch it to Tuesday nights, because there's so much in the summer going on Thursday nights, and we were competing with a lot of things. So we haven't picked the dates quite yet, but it's going to be July, August, and we're going to have another five rounds of vaudeville. So that'll be coming up this summer, and we'll be looking to plan that. It's one thing after the other. It was like we got done with a haunted house, and we moved into the senior class play. And as soon as that was over, we moved into the Swan Act. And as soon as this is over, we're moving into the spring play. And as soon as that's over, we're going to start planning for vaudeville. So it's one thing after the other at this point.
All right. Luke, you mentioned that acting is one of your passions. With graduation day coming up, do you plan on continuing acting?
While I'm in university, I plan on doing theater, yeah. It's definitely something that I really don't want to give up. You know, I want to keep on acting throughout my life, no matter how I can.
What, have you picked a university yet?
Yes, I've been accepted into Eastern Michigan University.
Oh, okay, going down Ypsilanti there. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to be studying?
Right now I'm looking into engineering physics.
Okay. Well, downstate there, both of the university and also just locally, I'm sure you'll find plenty of opportunities. So, you know, good luck to you doing that.
Thank you.
It's great to hear. And Alexis, I have enjoyed seeing you in anything I've seen you in. I mean, you are an incredibly talented young woman. What are your plans?
I actually plan on majoring in theater and performance, and probably minoring in like the technical side of theater, because I want to pursue my passion for it. So that's what my plan is.
Do you know where you're going to go to school?
I'm going to do the fifth year with our Calumet, because we have that plan with GoGebic. And then from there, I'm just going to try to audition and get into some good fine arts colleges or wherever I can go.
Okay. So, yeah, you're going professional then.
Yep.
Okay. What type of acting appeals to you down the road? Do you want to remain in theater, or are we going to see you in Hollywood?
Definitely more on the theater side. I will either be probably more behind the scenes because you make more money that way and there are more jobs. But if it was a perfect world, I would definitely be into the musical theater aspects.
Okay. Well, again, I look forward to seeing great things from you. Dave, real quick, I'll let you get the last word to invite people out to see the performances.
All right. So this Saturday, we are having our performance at 2 p.m. in the Calumet High School Commons. Again, no admission price, but donations will be accepted. The following Saturday, which is the 11th, we are doing a performance at 2 p.m. at the Calumet Theater. And that, again, will be free admission, but we will be taking those same donations. And then on the 17th or 18th, if you're in the Lansing area, come see us. We'll be announcing what time we'll be performing soon. And if anybody's in that area or if there's any alum down there, we'll let you know when that's going to be. Finally, we're also doing on February 8th, we are doing that Dine and Donate at Denali Restaurant, Lake Linden. Anything that you have that evening will be 10% will go to us and help us get downstate.
Dave Hines, and along with Luke and Alexis from the Calumet High School Drama Club, thank you for joining me on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.